This is the Cambridge Key English Test for Schools. Practice test 1 by Eureka Language Education Center. There are 5 parts to the listening test. Parts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll now stop for a moment before we start the test. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For each conversation, choose the right answer, A, B, or C. Here is an example. How much is the book?
Is this comic book expensive?
It's 18 pounds.
It's not that cheap.
No, but cheaper than the magazines over there.
The answer is C. Now, we are ready to start. Look at question 1. 1. What's Iris's favorite subject?
You like science subjects, don't you, Iris?
Well, yes. I like biology the most.
Don't you like chemistry and physics?
No, they're difficult and give me a headache.
Now, listen again.
You like science subjects, don't you, Iris?
Well, yes. I like biology the most.
Don't you like chemistry and physics?
No, they're difficult and give me a headache.
2. What time will the plane arrive?
Excuse me, the flight from London should arrive at 10 a.m., shouldn't it?
Yes, but there's a delay because of the storm.
Will it be too late?
No, it's only a half-hour delay.
Now, listen again.
Excuse me, the flight from London should arrive at 10 a.m., shouldn't it?
Yes, but there's a delay because of the storm.
Will it be too late?
No, it's only a half-hour delay.
3. What's Ellie's home like?
Hey, Ellie, I heard that you've moved to a new home.
That's right, we moved from an apartment to a real house.
Is it a 2-story building?
No, it's only 1-story, but there's a garden in the back.
Now, listen again.
Hey, Ellie, I heard that you've moved to a new home.
That's right, we moved from an apartment to a real house.
Is it a 2-story building?
No, it's only 1-story, but there's a garden in the back.
4. Where's the sports center?
Hello, how can I help you?
I'm looking for the sports center.
Are you talking about the one near the library?
No, the one near the stadium.
You have to go to the traffic light and turn left. The sports center will be on your right.
Thanks, ma'am.
Now, listen again.
Hello, how can I help you?
I'm looking for the sports center.
Are you talking about the one near the library?
No, the one near the stadium.
You have to go to the traffic light and turn left. The sports center will be on your right.
Thanks, ma'am.
5. What's still on the beach?
Did you pack everything?
I think so. I've got the umbrella and the mat.
And the camera is in your backpack, right?
Yes. I think nothing's left on the beach.
Oh, wait. I forgot my sunglasses. Let me go get them.
Now, listen again.
Did you pack everything?
I think so. I've got the umbrella and the mat.
And the camera is in your backpack, right?
Yes. I think nothing's left on the beach.
Oh, wait. I forgot my sunglasses. Let me go get them.
This is the end of part 1. Now, look at part 2. Listen to Laura talking to a friend about a beach day. What activity did each person do? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter A to H next to each person. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hey, Laura, did you have a lot of fun on a beach yesterday?
Sure, we did.
I wish I could have gone with you. What did you do there?
Well, I forgot my swimsuit, so I didn't swim. I played volleyball instead.
Did Angela play with you?
No, she brought a chessboard, and she played chess all day long.
Did anyone do anything exciting?
Yes, Charlie went surfing in the sea. There were big waves and we were worried about him. But guess what? He was the one who had the most fun on this trip.
How about Stephen?
You know how hardworking Stephen is. He brought his laptop and did his homework right on the beach.
Oh, poor Stephen. By the way, did your little sister Esther enjoy herself?
Of course she did. She flew a kite. She was glad that it was windy yesterday.
Good for her. What did Cynthia do?
She was busy the whole day. She made barbecue for everyone.
Sounds like so much fun. I'll definitely join you guys next time.
Now listen again.
Hey, Laura, did you have a lot of fun on the beach yesterday?
Sure, we did.
I wish I could have gone with you. What did you do there?
Well, I forgot my swimsuit, so I didn't swim. I played volleyball instead.
Did Angela play with you?
No, she brought a chessboard, and she played chess all day long.
Did anyone do anything exciting?
Yes, Charlie went surfing in the sea. There were big waves, and we were worried about him. But guess what? He was the one who had the most fun on this trip.
How about Stephen?
You know how hardworking Stephen is. He brought his laptop and did his homework right on the beach.
Oh, poor Stephen. By the way, did your little sister Esther enjoy herself?
Of course she did. She flew a kite. She was glad that it was windy yesterday.
Good for her. What did Cynthia do?
She was busy the whole day. She made barbecue for everyone.
Sounds like so much fun. I'll definitely join you guys next time.
This is the end of part 2. Now, look at part 3. Listen to Matthew talking to a friend about joining a club. For questions 11 to 15, tick A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. Now, listen to the conversation.
I've joined a bird-watching club recently.
Really? Did you find out about it in a magazine?
No, I read about it on the internet.
I see. How did you join? By making a phone call?
No, I had to fill out a form and send it via email.
And then?
I had a meeting with them at the city hall.
Did you have to pay to be a member?
Yes, it was only £10 per year for an adult and £5 for a child 5 years or younger.
Is it the same for students?
Students get a special price. They have to pay the same fee as children.
So, did you do any bird watching yet?
Well, yes, we went to the Pearl River.
The north or the south?
South of the river. It's closer to the ocean and birds rest there during winter.
What did you do when you saw the birds?
Some people took photos, but I just took notes.
I want to join too. I want to see the birds.
Now, listen again.
I've joined a bird-watching club recently.
Really? Did you find out about it in a magazine?
No, I read about it on the internet.
I see. How did you join? By making a phone call?
No, I had to fill out a form and send it via email.
And then?
I had a meeting with them at the city hall.
Did you have to pay to be a member?
Yes, it was only £10 per year for an adult and £5 for a child 5 years or younger.
Is it the same for students?
Students get a special price. They have to pay the same fee as children.
So, did you do any bird watching yet?
Well, yes, we went to the Pearl River.
The north or the south?
South of the river. It's closer to the ocean and birds rest there during winter.
What did you do when you saw the birds?
Some people took photos, but I just took notes.
I want to join too. I want to see the birds.
This is the end of part 3. Now, look at part 4. You will hear a woman telephoning the Tourist Information Center in Paris. Listen and complete questions 16 to 20. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello, Paris Tourist Information Center. How can I help you?
Hello. I plan to come to Paris in a few days. I'd like some information about places to stay. I'm looking for a cheap guest house.
We have a good cheap guest house, but it's not in the city center. Is it fine with you?
Yes. What's the name?
It's the Small World Guest House. The address is 52 Pascal Road. That's P-A-S-C-A-L.
How much do I need to pay for a night? I don't want to pay more than £15.
If you stay in a four-person room, it's £12 a night. If you want a double room, it's £18 a night.
Okay. Can I get the telephone number?
It's 325-968. You can call them anytime.
There's one more thing I want to ask. I've been to the Eiffel Tower before. What else is there to see in Paris?
There's a cathedral. It's more than 700 years old. And of course, there's Paris Museum.
Are they open daily?
The museum is closed on Wednesdays, and the cathedral is open only on weekends.
You're very helpful. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, listen again.
Hello, Paris Tourist Information Center. How can I help you?
Hello. I plan to come to Paris in a few days. I'd like some information about places to stay. I'm looking for a cheap guest house.
We have a good cheap guest house, but it's not in the city center. Is it fine with you?
Yes. What's the name?
It's the Small World Guest House. The address is 52 Pascal Road. That's P-A-S-C-A-L.
How much do I need to pay for a night? I don't want to pay more than £15.
If you stay in a four-person room, it's £12 a night. If you want a double room, it's £18 a night.
Okay. Can I get the telephone number?
It's 325-968. You can call them anytime.
There's one more thing I want to ask. I've been to the Eiffel Tower before. What else is there to see in Paris?
There's a cathedral. It's more than 700 years old. And of course, there's Paris Museum.
Are they open daily?
The museum is closed on Wednesdays, and the cathedral is open only on weekends.
You're very helpful. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is the end of part 4. Now, look at part 5. You'll hear some information about the sports center. Listen and complete questions 21 to 25. You will hear the information twice.
Hello, and welcome to the University Sports Center. I'm going to give you some information about the center. We are now standing at the entrance of the gym. You can play table tennis in the gym. On your left, you'll see the swimming pool, which is the biggest in the city. The swimming pool is open daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's a cafe on your right. You can get drinks and snacks for a cheaper price. Behind us, we can go inside the indoor area where you can play badminton and tennis. For each place, you have to make an appointment first. The center is only for students, and each student has to pay £2 to go into any of these places. To be a member, you have to pay £20 a year. You can come and ask me if you have any questions. Have a great time!
Now listen again.
Hello, and welcome to the University Sports Center. I'm going to give you some information about the center. We are now standing at the entrance of the gym. You can play table tennis in the gym. On your left, you'll see the swimming pool, which is the biggest in the city. The swimming pool is open daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's a cafe on your right. You can get drinks and snacks for a cheaper price. Behind us, we can go inside the indoor area where you can play badminton and tennis. For each place, you have to make an appointment first. The center is only for students, and each student has to pay £2 to go into any of these places. To be a member, you have to pay £20 a year. You can come and ask me if you have any questions. Have a great time!
This is the end of part 5. You now have 8 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet.